I'm glad you did that. Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
So good. It's good to be here.
To be here, good.
Yeah. Thank you, our audio listeners who don't understand any of the things that we reference when we're on video with each other. Check out our videos on YouTube. And if you're watching this on YouTube, please do everything it says down in the banner below, which is Liam. Liam's part, he's got a point down there.
Yes.
Yeah.
You suppose you'd go and look at YouTube more often. You can see it.
Exactly.
See my jazz hands.
Wonderful, our wonderful visages.
Yeah. As delicious we chat. Beards.
Yes. As we idly chat, as is the name of this thing that we do. As
a and stuff. Podcast. Stuffs. Yeah.
Check out our main episode that came out on Thursday on all the podcast feeds, the place where you get all your podcasts. We talked about football in Bad Boys, which we mean soccer Bad Boys, not NFL.
Maybe it might. We'll call it sporting. It's more sporting.
Oh, hold on. If you're going sporting Bad Boys, then we're just like taking out the
Let's go
sports.
Back. Let's go back.
Let's go back.
Let's re-record it. But no. If you are clicked on this video on YouTube or on our podcast feed to listen to the audio version, there is only one reason, and that's because you are a giant nerd, and I'm going to come around and take your lunch money.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun, yeah. No, I am here to pose a question to Liam and Mitchell, and that question is this. Should they stop making superhero movies? And the reason why I ask this is because of the recent release of a superhero movie out in cinemas called Madam Web. I haven't seen it.
It's not out yet, is it?
Not going to see it.
Yeah. It's out.
Pretty sure it's out.
Shit.
But it's definitely out in America. And in America, it is getting very much critically panned for being, being terrible.
It's getting shit on.
Yeah. It's part of the Spider-Verse thing that they've got... over there.
Sony
needs to stop, basically.
It's a Sony one.
Yeah. But even then, the Marvels has also been critically panned, and everyone's saying it's terrible. One of the worst Marvel movies.
I've actually seen that.
Yeah?
Not awful.
Not awful.
No, it's not. It really isn't. Personally, I can't stand a majority of the characters in that. But it's actually not that bad. Quite good. It's the story of Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and I can't remember the name she actually gets given, but it's
Rodney.
It's not Dave. but it's basically the story they get basically intertwined and stuff.
Well, it is, though, the first Marvel movie. Well, it's the lowest grossing Marvel movie. It had a budget of $220 million, and worldwide box office was $161 million.
Was it the Marvels?
The Marvels, yes.
Well, the problem is, as well, with a lot of these newer films, especially the if they're actual Marvel ones, not like Sony, they will be in the cinema, and then 2 months later, it's on Disney Plus. Yeah. I haven't gone to see a film in the cinema. I mean, the last one I saw was Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
I suppose like the recent Marvel movies do have that problem when it comes to like the pandemic, kind of like it, but a lot of them were released during the pandemic, like Black Widow.
Eternals was fucking shit. We're not talking about that.
Okay. Well, that's one. was for the Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
That's really good. That's really, really good.
But again, that the takings they took was affected, obviously, by the pandemic and, like you say, having to go on Disney Plus and things like that. So you got that with Marvel arguably not performing as well as it used to. And now they've kind of gone past that natural storyline point of where they ended on Endgame. So now they're kind of like having to stretch out further with this multiverse stuff.
Would you like me to explain it to you? Would you like me to explain it to you?
No.
All I want to know is it's just that you have that natural end game, the end kind of thing, and now it's kind of like feels like it's on life support a little bit, and of everything that's going on.
It's the end. It was the end of the phase, so they're on phase three. Thanos was the big bad, so get to that point. The problem is that film was so good. And it finished a lot of stories that anything after that was never going to live up to it. That's the problem.
I have a feeling they could have at least taken a couple of years break from it to let people get over the end game. And then
I'm still not over it.
That's what I mean. I'm still give it a couple of years.
But
you should have, aimed for the head.
That was Infinity War.
I know. That's my favorite endings of a movie, Marvel movie, definitely.
They capitalized on, obviously, the popularity of it and everyone was talking about. You're both like outside looking in. I'm buried deep inside and have been for years. The problem is...
Like a tapeworm.
Yeah. Yeah, like a disease, like herpes.
Like a virus. The herpes is for life as well.
Like a parasite. It's becoming a lot of quantity over quality. That's the main problem. Now,
it's been that way since Disney took over Marvel, though.
That's because it's the Disney machine. Look what they've done to Star Wars. The only thing is with
all Disney stuff at the moment.
With Marvel... There is so many stories and characters from the comics. They could milk this for the next 30 years and still have not scratched the surface on what they could do.
Yeah.
What they're doing is if I haven't hated, I've liked the majority of the stuff that they've done. They brought out She-Hulk and people shat all over it. I quite enjoyed it, but people shat all over it. Then they brought out Hawkeye as well as a series. That was good. Introduced a new character who's basically going to take over from Hawkeye.
Would it have been worth them making a film rather than a feature-length film rather than a TV series?
No. The series made sense because it told the story over like 6 or 7 episodes. It's easier to digest and you don't need a full movie to do that. It's better to do it in like episodes.
All right, then let me change that. For She-Hulk, do you reckon it would have been better as a movie?
Maybe. But there was a couple of like filler bits in there that were nonsense.
Yeah,
but they're focusing more on we got to get this character, this character, this character, this character, this character. Because in She-Hulk, for example, you introduce She-Hulk, Abomination came back, the same guy from the second Hulk film, you know, the Incredible Hulk. With Eric Banner.
Mm.
Was it Eric? No.
The Incredible Hulk was Edward Norton.
So the Abomination from Edward Norton was in there. Daredevil was reintroduced into the MCU because obviously it was part of Netflix. It wasn't the same universe.
Mm.
Disney bought the rights to Daredevil, so that's how they reintroduced him. Then they also brought the Hulk back from Sakaar, which is obviously from Thor. And then it also introduced Hulk's son, Scar. So that one series...
That's Mufasa's brother.
Stop. They introduced 5 new characters. You don't need to introduce 5 new characters that way. You see what I'm saying? So... They're trying to... they're shoving so much in instead of being like, right.
I have a feeling that's how Suicide Squad, I felt, was let down as well. They brought in all these different characters, and you're like, you need a proper backstory to each one of these characters before they come together like this.
The problem is the first Suicide Squad, I quite liked it.
I liked it, but I was like, there's something missing.
The casting was good, but again, I understand, but they did tell this story wasn't told properly. The second Suicide Squad was okay. The best thing to come out of that second Suicide Squad film was the Peacekeeper series on Sky. That's the best thing to come out of it. It was fucking amazing.
But the thing is that you're saying about the oversaturation of Marvel kind of products on TV series, like your subscriptions, like on Disney Plus, and then also you got your movies as well. But it's kind of like oversaturation in every kind of like comic book, like hero. Basically, Batman's been rebooted so many times in our lifetime, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's why Mitchell doesn't like Batman anymore.
Well, to be fair, we've seen every bar. Well, technically, Adam West don't count because he was the first one, so that's not a reiteration. We've been alive for every one of them. When was Nicholson? Was it 1990?
Yeah, just before.
We missed out on Nicholson, but we've seen every other reiteration of Batman.
So then when the genre was new, when you had Superman was like the first main kind of like movie, which was everyone went nuts for, and then they started doing more. They brought in Batman, and then they made their own kind of.
That's it. That's all they've done. They literally just made that and Batman for years.
Yeah, and then it got silly in the mid-90s. You had Shaq playing Steel, and you had like bad comic book movies were coming in, and then they just eventually stopped altogether until the next big superhero movie come out was Spider-Man, which then brought in a new kind of
changed my life.
And then it brought in a new kind of like wave of, people are interested in superheroes again. Let's do Superman again. All the Superman movies after in the 2000s have been pretty bad, obviously. Like Man of Steel.
When did Smallville start?
Smallville, the TV series, that was in 2000.
That's very good. That was very good.
More of a TV series kind of thing. But then, they thought, let's bring Batman back. Batman Begins with Nolan stuff. That was all really good. And then it's now been passed on, like Ben Affleck was Batman. And then now Robert Pattinson is Batman. And, you got Wonder Woman, which has come in. And Bond. The first movie everyone liked. And then the second movie was Bond, Suicide Squad. Aquaman has had the same kind of thing. Shazam recently has come out of a movie, and everyone bombed as well. Black Adam, which The Rock tried to take over.
Well, but what's happened is James Gunn. James Gunn has got hold of the DC Universe and basically fired everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone has been fired but Jason Momoa.
Every attempt of like trying to do anything in the DC has not been yielded great results kind of thing. Like the Batman versus Superman was panned, like, Justice League movie, Birds of Prey. You know, these didn't get good results.
No.
And I feel like that kind of led to apathy amongst like casual people that aren't massive comic book nerds towards superhero movies. Because like, if you think about Into the Spider-Verse, when that first came out and they talk about doing it, I feel like a lot of people just went, they're really doing another fucking thing about Spider-Man. They've already done Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. They've already done Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. They've already done now Marvel's Spider-Man.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, yeah. Marvel, thank you. And now we're going to go see the animated Spider-Man as well. And that led to Into the Spider-Verse having like really bad like opening weekend, really bad...
It was actually really good, I liked.
And that's the thing. And then it turned out, people, through word of mouth, people going, actually, it's really good. So you've got to check out the Spider-Verse movie. And now the sequel has outperformed the first one because of that. Because
I haven't seen the second one. I still need to see it.
Oh, it's good.
That's because everyone knows. Exactly. And it's because everyone has realized that the quality of that one is a lot better. So, like, when you got that Ant-Man versus the Wasp, or Ant-Man and the Wasp in Quantumania kind of thing, again, that's another one that's has not been too great. And we all love Paul Rudd.
We love Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
The thing is, go on.
My question is that if you did what they did like back in the 90s, where like from the stretch from the mid 90s to the early 2000s, no superhero movies or very little superhero movies. So we do the same thing now where we just go, right, everyone's going to stop using these licenses. You can still use them on video games because I think that's an area that needs to be explored more, or TV series as well for all the hardcore fans who want to get into that kind of stuff. But as for feature-length movies, just leave Batman, Spider-Man, and Superman and everyone just alone until like we get a new wave of actors, new wave of storytelling and things like that, and just start all again when you've got fresh fans that can grow up with these characters.
Yes and no. Because what they're doing now, Marvel specifically, they are planning for the future. They've a lot of the heroes are either dying or the mantle is being passed. We unfortunately, Chadwick Boseman died, legit. So the mantle of Black Panther was passed on to. They passed the mantle over to Shuri, so she's now. And the woman who plays Shuri is like 26, so she's young. You got Tom Holland playing Spider-Man. He's like what, 24, 25. So, you've got a lot of the younger actors are taking over the mantles. They're trying to do it that way. And they're going towards the next phase, which is the Fantastic Four has been announced.
That's another one. That's well, they did the two in the mid 2000s, which again, first one was laughably bad. The second one is just bad, but also still pretty laughable.
And then they did it again and that was just bad. How you can have Michael B. Jordan be in that film and it be terrible just amazes me. And the guy from Ready Player One too. He was like Mr. Fantastic, and he was not fantastic. He was terrible.
Yeah,
but then it is Sony doing them ones, isn't it?
Not
the first three.
This is Disney doing this one.
Yeah, but then the Fantastic Four is stupid anyway. Like the enemy is called Victor Von Doom. That's his name.
It's fantastic. Okay, just stop. it's great. Listen, what I will say is, I would be okay with only like two films a year. I would be okay with that if they were to do more series, but put more effort into it. If that makes sense.
Because
I just want Marvel films.
But then Liam, you do also get the fans that just want to watch the films. They don't want to watch the TV series. They don't want to have to watch this TV series to understand what's going on in a film.
Do you know what I call those fans? I call them pussies.
And that's why films are doing bad, because they're doing all these TV series, and then when they're putting a film on, they're like, "What's going on? I don't understand."
You don't have to, because they explain it in the film. Like, you don't have to. It's only if you want to know the nitty gritty little details. Like me, I can't help myself. I have to see everything. I have to know everything. If I'm sitting and watching, I'll sit and watch a film. And I'll be like, oh, shit, that person was an extra in this series because I'm sad, okay?
And that's what ruins it for people, the casual film goers that want to just watch the films.
Watch the film. Do I sit there and go, you wouldn't have got that bit
because you didn't watch the series. Oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, it does. It's a big, important part. Well, I'm not going to watch the series, am I?
Well, then if you're not going to get involved in the story, then fuck off and go and watch something else and just leave that seat in the cinema empty so I can put my jacket on it. Fuck off. There's only one Marvel film I want to see this year. Deadpool. There's only one, and it's Deadpool.
Yeah,
and that's
what affects the box offices, because no one wants to go to the cinema to see him.
The main thing is I don't want to go to the cinema because it's too fucking expensive.
Yes.
That's the thing.
And people are waiting to go to Disney Plus and paying enough as it is.
No, it's the same price. It's the same price.
Not my one. My one, you go a weekday during the day, it's pretty cheap.
I go down and one.
I've seen quite a few.
£3.50.
Yeah, well, fucking whoop-de-doo, I've only got an Odeon near me, okay? And it's fucking expensive.
Granted, they don't clean the cinemas, the screens every time, but you know. It's just £3.50. You get free food on the floor.
I feel like if they've got if they've already got the characters that are people of interest in with goodwill, like Guardians of the Galaxy, for example, you'll have success. Like Guardians 3 was weaker than the other two, but
I struggled to watch Guardians 3. I won't lie, I found it hard to watch.
Do you think it's a bad movie?
No, I mean emotionally struggled to watch that film.
So then that's going to affect, so obviously, Guardians 4 and anything they do with the Guardians.
Guardians 3 specifically has got...
What about...
It's Rocket's backstory, so it's quite a sad story. It's a lot of animal abuse and stuff. So it's like physically was hard to watch. And I know a lot of people didn't go and see it. Alice wouldn't... I saw the trailers and I told her that I'm not taking her to see it. Because I know if she would have seen it, she would have either been traumatized... or just an absolute mess.
So
would you have thought that sort of thing would have been better as a TV series and leave the action stuff for the actual film?
No, because it's all it's an integral part. Have you seen it, Dave?
Yeah, I've seen Guardians 3.
So you agree that that's all an integral part of why the action happens?
Oh yeah, yeah. You need. Oh yeah, you
it
need
the needs bad, to be. You need it the needs bad, to be one thing.
The bad
yeah.
shit happens to Rocky. Yeah, but. What about Thor: Love and Thunder? You saw that?
Yeah, I don't. I'll be honest. I didn't rate it.
Is that the one where Natalie Portman takes over?
But I've got I've got the series of comics where Jane becomes Thor, and I didn't like the story when I read it. I'm a proper nerd. I'm a proper one. I've got comics and everything.
You hate women?
No. that's an incel. The story's stupid because she gets cancer from the hammer but keeps picking the hammer up. It's stupid. It's like when they killed Mary Jane because she got cancer from the radioactive semen from Peter Parker.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you?
I didn't see that in Spider-Man 3.
That is not... If it was going to be in any Spider-Man film, it would be Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man 3. that's what I'm saying. Like, if we take the break, if they end at this current phase, Marvel kind of thing, and everyone just agrees to just take a break, and as I say, explore other avenues with the licenses you have, you could reboot it all again for a new generation. You know, you're telling me that they're not going to do. You're telling me they're not going to reboot Iron Man as a new person, and same for Thor.
They already
Captain
have.
America.
They already have. No, but exactly. It's different. It's not rebooting it. It's passing the mantle. Now Falcon is Captain America. He's now Captain America.
Yeah. I knew that.
You got Ironheart, who is in Black Panther. She is now basically going to take over the mantle of Iron Man. Spider-Man is now. Everyone's had their minds wiped. No one knows who Spider-Man is. Now Tom Holland's Spider-Man is in New York. So you're going to get a new perspective of Tobey Maguire's story, except you're not going to get Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben, Uncle Ben. You're going to get no one knows who he is. He's trying to become a photographer, which is also the introduction of Venom.
Oh, Miles Morales. Where's that coming in?
And is it New York?
Yeah.
So this is where Peter could meet Miles. Peter meets Miles. That's where they're going with it. Because obviously Miles Morales, in the games, I've got the Spider-Man 2 game. I've played Miles Morales. It's very popular. Especially now you have to have... There's a lot more of... a lot more like sort of... You've got not necessarily just black superheroes. You've got Namor, who is... He's a villain, but Namor is, I think he's Polynesian. I could be wrong.
All right.
But there's a lot more characters, sort of like of different creeds, colors, backgrounds, etc. Everything. There's something for everyone, basically, where you can identify as it. Miles Morales is like the linchpin. That's the one at the moment that everyone wants. And it's just because obviously, look at like you love Into the Spider-Verse. That's Miles Morales. Miles. Yeah. I love it. It's
and
great.
I love the Spider-Man movie games as well, kind of thing. And Miles is an integral character in both games.
Yeah. I mean, I want all of it. If they told me they were to release a film every single month, I'd be in my fucking element. Would I get bored? What's different? I'm broke now.
Be even more broke.
I'll just stream them.
Yeah.
But it's, I get it. I get people who aren't involved. I get it. Like, it's too much for
you. But if you don't, if you see it as like superheroes as a whole and not just Marvel kind of thing, then you kind of you do get the kind of like people like seeing the failures of your Black Adams and Shazams and stuff like that.
Just because DC can't do a film properly, bruv. That's all it is.
But people may not distinguish between the two.
You also get the series, like you said, with the series, The Boys.
Mm.
It's fantastic.
That is, well, that does superheroes in a different way. So.
That does superheroes nicely. Have you seen Brightburn?
No.
That is a film. It's like a horror film. It is what would happen if Superman was evil. It's kind of like a twist on a superhero.
All right.
Film.
Yeah, I think I've heard about that before. Have you seen those X-Men movies?
The original ones.
Yes.
Yeah, of course I have. I have seen. You name a Marvel film, or you name a superhero film. 99% chance I've seen it.
If I gave you the choice to review either X-Men Origins or X-Men Last Stand, which one would you go for?
Last Stand is quite possibly one of the worst films I've ever seen.
So Last Stand it is then.
Last Stand is
one of the most material. Well,
I'm the juggernaut, bitch. Oh my lord, no.
That's the one with the most material, yeah? Can we do it for an episode?
X-Men Origins Wolverine is actually not an awful film. The worst part about that
I don't know.
Is
Deadpool.
it's not even Deadpool. It's Weapon X. That's the worst part. Apart from that, the story's okay.
Well, I don't know.
Honestly, the story's okay.
They have a character that can shoot from like from miles away, and then once Wolverine kills him, that's when the big bad suddenly decides to introduce this bullet, which will kill Wolverine. So why didn't you give it to that guy?
The plan was to give it to that guy, but Wolverine.
Well, he didn't. Yeah, but he'd already been sent to kill him, and he'd already killed him.
Well, you know,
choose your assassins more wisely.
That's why. No, you can't always work that way. But no, X-Men Origin Wolverine is not an awful film, because that film gave us Deadpool. Because Ryan Reynolds
gave us Will I Am.
Ryan Reynolds wasn't happy with the display for Deadpool. That forced the hand and him basically paying for the first Deadpool film.
Yeah.
And look at it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can't hate that film too much. I hate Green Lantern more. That film sucked.
What's the other one? X-Men, the one with Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones.
That is Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix. Is that bad as well?
That fucking sucks too.
Cool. So we review that instead of Last Stand?
Are you basically trying to get me to review all the shit superhero films?
Well, we reviewed Batman and Robin, and we've done the good the good Star Wars movies, the prequels.
Well, we're going to have to review Morbius.
We haven't done the third one yet.
Well, the third one's good though.
It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Love the third one. It's my favorite.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to review Morbius.
Yeah, Morbius. That's another one that was terrible.
I have seen the first 25 minutes of Morbius and turned it off.
Was it? So, did you see Matt Smith? Did you see Matt Smith dancing?
Obviously not. No.
No. Oh, House of Dragon. Can't wait for that to come out.
Shit's more of that. More of that, please. More of that, please. More Stranger Things.
The Boys.
More The Boys. More Stranger Things. More The Boys. Bring us.
I was not worried. I was not worried about Matt Smith doing badly with Morbius when I remembered that he's in House of Dragon. He'll be okay.
Oh, so good. So good.
But yeah, that's pretty much everything we've got to discuss.
I don't think there's too many. I want more. And I know you two probably don't really want any more.
They're doing better than what they are.
Your main gripe is Sony. Yeah. Mitch has beef with Sony.
I feel I've had enough of the rebooting as well, especially like Batman and stuff.
They need to stop.
Yeah. Well, when they did Spider-Man, when they reintroduced Spider-Man, they didn't tell his story again. That's what I liked.
Yeah.
They just carried on. Yeah. He didn't tell his story. And it's to be fair, this Spider-Man is more revolved around Aunt May. It's not around Uncle Ben.
She's a weapon.
She's also dead. She's also dead now. So,
oh, spoilers.
That film's been out for long enough. If you haven't seen it by now, then that's your fucking problem.
Well, no, as I said, only superheroes.
Get your fucking nerd cred up. How about that? Get your nerd cred up.
Yeah, well, thanks for watching, nerds.
I am the king of the nerds. That is me. I am the king of the nerds. Hang on. Can I change it?
It's going to change his name.
Can I change it? I don't think I can. No, I don't know how to. I don't think I can.
Yeah. Can it's I? A wrap him up. It's getting,
thanks
it's getting,
for listening, guys.
It's getting cringing. He's cringing me. It's getting hold embarrassing.
On. Hold on.
Thank you for listening, guys. You can find all previous
episodes. Yes, there it is. That's me.
Our main episodes there too. Thank you and peace.